In 1973, the English singer-songwriter Terry Reid seemed poised for stardom. But that stardom never came, even though his third album, River, was getting favorable reviews. David Greenberger has been listening to a new release of River and offers his thoughts.
Hearing Terry Reid's River 30 years after its release, one could have the mistaken impression that this music was part of the soundtrack of its era. Unfortunately, that would be incorrect. Signed to Atlantic Records for his third album, the label was expecting more in the rollicking and rocking vein of its predecessors.
Fight a thousand dreams about you. I'll have a thousand dreams that will turn blue anyway.
Terry Reid's debut album appeared when he was 19. His second release found him maturing as a writer and confidently mixing his powerful vocals with quieter musical settings. For this record, River, he assembled the ideal band for his new material, with multi-instrumentalist David Lindley on assorted guitars. Terry Reid is an example of the divide between art and commerce. Success in one doesn't necessarily lead to success in the other. Hindsight can blur the fact that in the late 60s, Reid appeared to be poised for big things. The young Englishman toured America with Cream and the Rolling Stones. In 1968, Jimmy Page invited him to become the singer in his new band. But with his career primed for taking off, Reid declined, recommending instead Robert Plant for what became Led Zeppelin.
Go with the heart.
A friend I mentioned Terry Reid to recently told me he thought he died in the 70s. Reid told me he's encountered the same inaccuracy himself. Living in the U.S. for 3 decades, he released a few more albums, none managing to break through, but ensuring him a small, loyal following. He plays regularly around his home base of Los Angeles, with occasional trips elsewhere. He's not bitter, remaining cheerfully optimistic, with his commercial disappointments taking a back seat to his ongoing love of music. 30 years later, River still holds up for Terry Reid. He's justifiably proud of an album that maybe now will find the audience it deserves.
The CD is River by Terry Reid. Reviewer David Greenberger lives in Greenwich, New York.
Is it my makeup, another breakup? Am I to follow when love seems hollow by some impending gloom?
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.